This podcast features AI-generated narration. For more insight, listen to the episode titled Why We Use AI Narration. In a world where a chef trades the sizzle of sauté pans for the power of the pen, comes a captivating journey of tales and emotions. Welcome to Pan to Pen, a storytelling podcast crafted by Tate Basildon, a private chef and aspiring memoir author. Every other Wednesday, unlock the door to a realm where emotions run deep and connections unfold. Tate writes, produces, and edits this unique podcast, bringing you stories straight from the heart. The magic of the storytelling is enhanced with the use of cutting-edge AI text-to-speech technology. We want to take a moment to acknowledge the following listeners for their kind reviews and 5-star ratings. We truly appreciate each one of you. Goody, Boy Mama 9, Train Tracks, Hey Hey Ray J, Scott Wyden, and the Anonymous Andrew Podcast, all in the US, as well as Abscast Lane in Australia and Unoya Zen in Canada. Today, we venture into the life of Allison, an older woman whose seemingly ordinary day takes an unexpected turn, revealing layers of memory and the profound impact of time. Allison's story unfolds against the backdrop of her lifelong home, where familiarity meets the unknown. As she approaches her neighbor's fence, anticipation and trepidation mingle, hinting at the mysteries beyond. Join us as we follow Allison's footsteps into a world where memory and reality intertwine, shaping the essence of her existence. So, sit back, relax, and be transported to another world as we embark on this tale called The Fence. Please note that the following is a work of fiction. Any resemblance to persons alive or dead is purely coincidental. Allison took measured steps toward the fence, her heart beating faster with every inch of ground she covered. She couldn't shake off the apprehension that had taken hold of her, nor the nagging sense that she might be walking toward something she wasn't prepared for. As she reached the wooden structure, she paused, looking out at the other side with curiosity and fear. She had lived in that house for half a century and seen countless neighbors move in and out. There were some whom she had grown to cherish, people whose laughter and company had become an essential part of her life. Then there were others she was glad to see the back of, people whose presence had been a constant source of annoyance and discomfort. And then, there were those she had never bothered to know, whose lives had remained a mystery. Allison wondered which of these categories the person on the other side would belong to. Would it be someone she would love, or would she wish she had never met? Or would it be someone who would surprise her and show her a side of themselves that she had never seen before? She had no way of knowing, but she couldn't help feeling that whatever lay on the other side would change her life in ways she couldn't imagine. As she slowly peered through the tiny gap between the broad boards of the barrier separating her yard from her new neighbors, hoping not to get caught, she was struck by the breathtaking sight before her. A stunning pond with lush greenery and colorful koi fish had been installed in the yard next door. Although she couldn't remember its existence before, its charm was impossible to miss. She couldn't resist edging closer, admiring the intricate landscaping and the beautiful colors woven into the gardens with great attention. The water's surface was still, like a calm mirror, reflecting the surrounding trees and plants. The gentle sound of trickling water from a nearby stone fountain added to the peaceful ambiance, making it the perfect spot for relaxation. The pond was surrounded by tall trees and shrubs, which provided shade and a serene sense of privacy. The flowers in the garden were arranged in a way that made it look like an artist had painted them. The vibrant colors blended, making it a picturesque and enchanting sight. Fully aware of the implications of invading her neighbor's private space, she couldn't help but be captivated by the stunning sight before her. She stood with one eye fixated on the small gap in the fence, eagerly gazing into the lush garden. The sight created a mesmerizing scene that left her spellbound. It was her dream property, almost too good to be true. She felt she would enjoy caring for something so magnificent, but to do so, she would have to be younger and have more energy. The gardens were perfect, with every plant she loved and cherished and designed precisely how she would have done hers. The borders were just right and contained everything she envisioned for her garden. As she entered the twilight of her life, she realized that she may never achieve the landscaping she had always dreamed of. Instead, she could find solace in admiring the accomplishments of others while quietly longing for a chance to snatch a piece of that beauty for herself. As she admired it all, she wondered how the neighbor transformed their once dull yard into such a botanical splendor without her ever seeing or hearing any work being done. They had only moved in recently, so she couldn't help but feel curious about their gardening secrets.
Allison?
Lost in her thoughts, the voice from behind startled her, and she slammed her face into the fence. She turned to face a strange man who had somehow entered her yard. Her heart was racing, and she felt a surge of fear as she wondered who this man was, how he got in, and what he wanted. He knew her name, but she had never seen him before.
Allison?
He repeated, his voice laced with confusion.
Are you okay? What are you doing in my yard, peering through the fence? What are you looking at in your garden?
Looking at the strange man standing before her, she slowly recognized him as her next-door neighbor. She wasn't in her yard, but was standing in her neighbor's, looking through the fence at her garden. It was her pond, fountain, and landscaping. She was the creator of that beautiful yard. The vaguely familiar sight of the garden was a shock to her system. She had always taken pride in her work, nurturing it with care and attention. But as she looked around, she realized she had no memory of planting any flowers or cultivating the shrubs. Then it all returned to her, everything about her slow descent into memory loss. She recalled how her daughter had been urging her to move into a home, and now she finally understood why. It was then that she realized she was experiencing a severe case of memory loss. Tears welled up in her eyes as she stared at the garden. It was time to leave for her safety and that of her neighbor. She couldn't risk wandering off and getting lost or hurting herself or someone else. She walked away quickly to get back onto her property and hoped that later that afternoon, when her daughter came to visit, she would remember her decision to leave. As Allison's story draws to a close, we're left to ponder the delicate threads that weave our lives together. Memory, identity, and the passage of time converge in her poignant journey, prompting us to reflect on our experiences and connections. In the garden of Allison's mind, echoes of the past and whispers of the future mingle, reminding us of the fragility and resilience of the human spirit. As we bid farewell to her tale, may we carry the lessons learned from her journey. The importance of cherishing the present, embracing the unknown, and treasuring our bonds. As we contemplate the complexities of Allison's story, let us ask ourselves, how do our memories shape our understanding of ourselves and our world? How do we navigate the unfamiliar landscapes of our lives with grace and resilience? Thank you for being a part of the Pen to Pen community. Please rate, review, and follow us. Also, share this podcast with your friends and family. If you enjoyed this story and wish access to the transcript or have any comments, you can find links in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in. We wish you all the best. And until we meet again, remember, stories never end. They only take a break. Until next time, keep the tales alive. Pan to Pen, where a chef trades the sizzle of pans for the power of the pen, is written, produced, and edited by Tate Basildon, who holds the copyright herein.